listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, join the 100,000-plus fans. I think we got an exact number on that, but we'll go with 100,000-plus for now, in the official Cleveland Browns fan club. Megan Rock's got that total somewhere on her computer. The Browns backers are her surface, I should say. The Browns backers worldwide, that's the organization. It's free to join the biggest organized fan club in all of sports. It includes team shop discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive VIP experiences. To join, visit BrownsBackers.org. All right. We've been telling you that we're going to do this. Nathan and I sitting down and ranking the Browns roster at the end of the 2013 season. And effectively, as it stands, as we go into the offseason, there's going to be a lot of alteration, a lot of change. You can expect at least a third of this roster minimum to turn over. But the roster as we knew it or know it,
right,
from 1 to 53, the two of us sat down and ranked them. And we're going to present these to you in reverse order. We're going to start at 53 and work our way up. So, Nathan, what do you got at 53?
And we certainly welcome your comments, feedback, 216-578-0850. And, of course, you can tweet the show at Browns_daily. Number 53. And to me, when I looked at this, I wanted it to be, and Vic and I talked about this, not necessarily a statement, but at least kind of give an idea of what our head is about with certain players on this roster for next year. So with number 53, Greg Little, wide receiver. Last year, even though he was working opposite Josh Gordon, he was last in the NFL in terms of yards per target, last in the NFL in terms of yards per route run at 0.7, which is the second worst figure in the last 6 years of the NFL. His 41% catch rate, also bottom three, doesn't help his case off the field. I think can be a distraction off the field. His on-the-field production didn't live up to the hype. If I'm the front office of the Cleveland Browns, Greg Little's not a member of my team in 2014.
Yes, I'm with you on that. Greg Little at 53, being easily the guy that I think this team could do without, and I think they will do without. It just unraveled for him this year in what seemed to show maybe some promise as we entered the season, or certainly in training camp, where you got the feeling the guy was putting in time and effort and extra attention to issues he was having with concentration, holding on to the football, whatever it might be. Other than his ability to block downfield, and I don't diminish the importance of that, but I need that to be kind of on my list of qualities I want in a receiver. It's going to be the last. And in his case, it was really all he had going for him.
Yeah, and to me, the reason that he's at 53 is because he's a guy who I felt in many ways did the least with quote-unquote the most in terms of what he was supposed to be able to do and what was expected of him. I thought he fell so far short of that, given the off-field distraction with the driving, et cetera, the practice habits, which have been talked about. That's why I just didn't see the value in keeping him around, and that's why he finishes at the bottom of our heap. Now I'll turn it over to you, notorious for number 52.
And at 52, we go with another wide receiver, Devon Bess. Sad ending to what was really just a terrible first and I think will be only season with the Cleveland Browns. Some issues off the field that he clearly had to deal with. Again, I'm not going to be heartless about that. I hope the guy can get that resolved, yep, whatever those are. But it didn't seem, obviously, things were going sideways for him. But on the field, you just didn't see anything that this guy had shown us in the preseason, an ability to be an effective, consistent slot receiver, open consistently, catching everything. We saw that in practice. He got into games, and it just disappeared. And you just didn't see some vital production that the Browns had to have from that position to help others. This team did not have a margin of error at the receiver position, and it needed at least solid from Best. They didn't even get that. That's why he ended up at number 52 for me.
Yeah, I agree. A guy who'd come in catching about 67% of his targets for his career, below 50% this year, like Greg Little, bottom of the league in terms of yards per target and catch rate. Had many, many drops, 14 on the season, second most in the NFL. And for a guy who was supposed to have sure hands and be that third down safety blanket who looked so good in training camp, a very disappointing season. The muff punt against Kansas City, obviously another backbreaker. And really at this point you hope Devon Best just gets his personal life together and can deal with whatever off-the-field issues he is currently dealing with. But I think Greg Little, Devon Best, two of probably the most disappointing Cleveland Browns of the 2013 season. And I would expect that neither will be with the Cleveland Browns in 2014, which is another reason why they are where they are at the bottom of our rankings. Number 51, again, I'm going to put Willis McGahee here. I thought that he had gave everything he had at this point in his career. Father Time, I believe, has caught up to him. 2.7 yards per carry. I certainly enjoyed having him on the team, but he's not somebody I expect to see back on the Cleveland Browns next year. And again, I just lifted him at 51 because rather than put someone who, you know, maybe played a handful of snaps here or wasn't there, I thought that he was a guy that, you know, they had hopes for. They brought him in and just wasn't able to get the job done. Great guy, great locker room guy, but at this point, Willis McGahee, I think a very productive NFL career seems to be winding down.
Yeah, you know, he gave it, I think, what he had, and that tank was pretty well on fumes when he got here. I understood the whole idea of bringing in someone with the experience that he brought to the table, and I think there was initially something good about having a guy with those years in the league in the room to have younger teammates hear from, and just the presence that he had, and there was something about him that you liked when you talked with him, but just the productivity or lack thereof was just it was difficult to watch too, because he had to just fight to get minimal production. And I will say this for all the backs, and particularly for this O-line, I don't know that this was a line that would give you the best opportunities run blocking wise to have success. Maybe behind a better line, Willis McGahee in those advanced years might have shown a little more than he showed, but it was evident working, again, in the particular structure that we had here with the Browns that the guy just had hit the wall. He was at the end of it. At number 50, Darius Eubanks, a linebacker. We put him there. A guy who just basically was a guy. They brought him aboard to, as the season went on, to just kind of, you know, give them a little depth at the backer position. But not much at a spot where this team, frankly, had issues. I mean, throughout the whole season, not really able to get much in the way of, from the inside linebacker spot, especially in the way of pass coverage. You know, he was a guy that you looked at mostly to be maybe a special teamer or whatever. But Darius Eubanks at 50.
And then finally for me at number 49, which we'll break this into 2 5-player segments here, at number 49, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to go with O'Neal Cousins. Got the chance to start earlier in the year, pretty much an unmitigated disaster, I think. And he's a guy that, you know, put a lot of pressure on Mitchell Schwartz, to which he was not able to withstand. And Cousins, we know he was starting because of injuries to Sean Laval and Jason Pinkston, but didn't seem to be up to that task. And I thought really stood out amongst the offensive line when he was in there as not necessarily being ready at this level. 49th for him, and that is our bottom five: Greg Little, Devon Best, Willis McGahee, Darius Eubanks, and O'Neal Cousins.
Yeah, that wraps it up for us for this part. We're going to continue with our next grouping of five. That'll be coming up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So we'll continue with that roster breakdown in another segment. And want to hear from you, too. Want to get your reaction either to this and other topics. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. And please tweet us at Browns_daily. Love to hear your thoughts. And if you agree, disagree, or if you think there's something salvageable here, obviously people that we are putting in this category, Nathan and I believe, are not guys who are going to help this Browns team going forward. So this is what we're going to try to get out of the way in this initial segment, the bottom 10. And if you, again, if you think in terms of rosters turning over to the tune of a third or so of a 53-man roster, then, you know, right about in the range of what, about maybe 15 or so guys, the bottom 15 are guys that you're expecting to be replaced at the minimum.
That's right. Yes, we'll continue with that. We want to hear from you. Like we said, 216-578-0850 or tweet the show at Browns_daily. Nathan Zgurevic, Carucci, rocking and rolling here on ESPN 850 WKNR.